India is called a country of youth for known in multiple reasons. The country has the highest number of people in the age group of 15 to 29 the world over. This is why India is called a young nation. The youth of the country have brought glory to the name of India on the global map and in the entire world with their talent, creativity and dedication. The country is for the youth. The future is framed by its youngsters. The foundation of the Golden India is its elite, well-informed, educated, skilled, alert and capable youth. Today's youth is alert. Today's youth is well-informed and aware, and present youth is also an entrepreneur. Indian youth are skilled in the highest and most modern and latest technology and management skills. Every year in India, about 15 lakh young and fresh engineers are graduated by 2,969 enterprising institutes. Indian engineers are in huge demand abroad, making a mark abroad. According to a report of the National Center for Science and Engineering, the number of Indian scientists and engineers is 10 lakh absorbed and employed in developed countries like America. Besides, there is an enhancement to this figure by 80-85% every year. About 90,000 doctors emerge out as MBBS graduates every year from 595 medical colleges in the country. In addition, every year 60-65,000 students from China, Russia, Ukraine, Bangladesh, Nepal, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan are foraying into India post their completion of medicine academics. After 2014, youth in India are getting congenial and enterprising environment where they can dream and work on fulfilling their dreams. This will enable the world to recognize the potential of Indian youth in the field of engineering and management. These figures certify as to how much power the Indian youth have. If we had got a favorable and enabling environment hitherto, we would have hoisted the flag of India in the world. But after 2014, youth in India are getting congenial and enterprising environment where they can dream and work on fulfilling their dreams. This will enable the world to recognize the potential of Indian youth in the field of engineering and management. An MBA is often accredited as a guarantee of success, at least when it comes to earning a lucrative pay package and upstaging to the top position in a company. As such, 40% of the 6.1 crore master's degree holders in the world are young Indians. Startup scheme was started in India to encourage youth in various fields and make them entrepreneurs. Data suggests that India is envisaged to emerge and mature as the world's largest startup base, with 75,000 startups recognized by DPIIT by August 2023. In the empowerment of Indian youth, more than 1 crore people have been trained under Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana. Employment has been generated and extended to more than 1,30,000 youth in the northeastern states post their short-term training. These schemes are designed to empower youth with skills and knowledge to achieve the goal of self-reliant India and ensure sustainable development. This is the time of Amrit Kaal Mahotsav. Amrit Kaal is taking India to surge to greater heights. The aspiration of nation building has arisen in the minds of the youth. Indian youth aspire to make India progress and prosper like advanced and developed countries of the world. The youth who used to go abroad in search of work and jobs are now staying and flourishing in India. The biggest reason for this is that the youth is getting ample opportunities in our country itself. India is moving in steps with the world in the physical and digital infrastructure. The youth of India is proficient in using latest technology. Digital revolution, in fact, has ushered in India since 2014. According to the data of 2013-14, A transactions in India were only aggregating to 220 crore rupees volume-wise, which was a very small part of the A transaction in the entire world. If we look at the figures of 2020-21, India topped transactions worth 5,554 crore rupees through digital payment, while if we look at the figures of 2021-22, it crossed 7,422 crore rupees. It is estimated that by the year 2025, digital payments in India will be 71.7%. India accounts for 40% of global real-time online transactions and has toppled China in real-time online transactions. Accessible to Bharatiyas. Since 2014, when the government was formed under the leadership of Narendra Modi as PM, the digital payment ecosystem in the country has rapidly increased. Efforts have been made to make digital payments accessible to all sections of the society. The results of this effort have been amazingly good. Today, the digital payment is the most popular method for Indians of all classes. Strong options like UPI, RuPay card have been created for digital payment. The youth of the country are playing an important role in infrastructure development. Be it a multi-storied building, expressway or highway to be built in the country. New world records are being created in infrastructure development by our own engineers, workers. Not only this, India has become self-sufficient even in train coach manufacturing because of the youth. Vande Bharat trains are the world's unique trains made in the country itself. A new parliament structure is being evolved. This is the biggest construction work after independence. Today we are building state-of-the-art flyovers, tunnels and airports. India has matured as self-sufficient in the field of energy development. This newly built infrastructure is helping youth procure required accessibility to health, education, market and opportunities to dream big and achieve them. My faith is in the younger generation, the modern generation, out of them will come my workers. They will work out the whole problem, like lions, Swami Vivekanand. The youth of the country are adopting technology in a big way. The youth are getting facilities in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has evaluated that only the youth can change and take forward the future of India. Therefore, the first responsibility of implementing the roadmap shared by Prime Minister Shri Modi from the ramparts of the Red Fort to make India a developed nation was to empower the youth of the country. He had claimed that the world moves in the direction wherein youth forays. Wherever changes have taken place in the world, Tarunee has taken the lead. This is the time of Amrit Kaal Mahotsav. Amrit Kaal is taking India to surge to greater heights. The aspiration of nation building has arisen in the minds of the youth. Indian youth aspire to make India progress and prosper like advanced and developed countries of the world. The mantra of Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi, Jaya Science and Jaya Anusandhan, is proving effective. We can claim that the youth of the country are proving to be the leaders in building a new India.